When he came back from college, they discovered that everything has changed. They noticed it from a mile away that his character and attitude had been shaping like a brick that spring from dust, mud, clay. They thought he was trying to isolate himself, but neither did they know that he had received something that made him distinguished from the rest. She came close, looked into his eyes and couldn't recognize her son because he doesn't even look like himself. She was curious. She became eager to know the reason behind his silence. She persuaded him to speak. His face was buried beneath the ground. His lips were shaking like a man whose life was at the verge of death. But he finally spoke anyway. And he said, "Pardon my manners, ma. I did not crave your indulgence before I embarked on this journey. I have finally been initiated." She could not contain the words she heard. She shouted and screamed out loud. Her voice echoed through the roof and the building vibrated when she said, "Jesus." Then he said, "Do not mention the name of my capon in vain." "Your capon! Your capon! Is this what you went to tertiary institution to become?" But he further explained, "You know, when you are newly admitted into college, you can easily be intimidated. So I decided to get fortified. That evening when I was in the hostel where I reside, some men approached me with a constitution from their kingdom. The word they spoke persuaded me, so I decided to honor their invitation. That evening, when I got to the province, the man who represented the capon spoke words. Words so powerful. Words so powerful that it swept me off my feet. I fell for L-O-V-E. I decided to get initiated when I blend in. I took the oath. They gave me an orientation before my induction. I was buried beneath H2O and I rose. Buried beneath H2O and I rose. When I rose, I started speaking the language of the gods. I started speaking coded language that was made for the initiated. I spoke in tongue, Maraka Shakta Kapra Igalakti." She came close to rip off his clothes to see if he still has scars on his body due to the brutal torture he might have received when he was going through the initiation process. But he said, "Hold on, ma. My capon took lashes for my lashes. He took nails for my nails. He was brutally tortured for my sake, so I would not be enslaved when I came." And she came close to her son and said, "You mean you went to the tertiary institution of higher learning to belong to a fraternity?" He said, "Yes, the fraternity of divinity. Because what this world offer is vain, and the end is full of calamity. So I choose to belong to eternity. Mama, where I belong now, we always have our meeting. Every first Sunday of the month, we come together, we drink blood and we eat flesh. We drink blood and we eat flesh because they have guns with them. But we have God in us." Tears started rolling down her cheek. Then she said, "Please, I would love to meet that your capon. I want to get initiated too." I told her, "Do not bother, ma. I represent the capon here. Let me do the initiation myself. If any among you have been initiating men into the body of Christ or blending them into the blood of the Lamb, you will know that no initiation on earth can take place without a two. No initiation on earth can take place without a two." And she said she wanted to get initiated. I brought out my tools, the Rhapsody of Realities and the Bible. I brought out my tools, the tools that will not chastise you, the tools that will not leave mark on your body, the tools that will not leave you going home in pain. I brought out my tools, and when I was done with her, she received peace she never had before. So my brethren in the brotherhood, do not assume that everyone in your neighborhood is initiated into the body of Christ or blended into the blood of the Lamb, because this is war. This is war, and there is no neutral ground. It is either you are with us or against us. And if you are not with us, you are making issues worse. As for those who will sail through just to fish men, at times when you sail through, the storm might be raging. But don't forget, your perfect anchor is always on board. Your point one is always with you. The ship cannot capsize. He will always say, peace, be still. Peace, be still. And make you not forget. The blood now we drink, no be sober. Eternity where we belong, no be yellow. Beautiful we coat of many colors, no be polo. And the God be our defender, no be yobo. Don't forget, we bear the mark of Christ. We bear the mark of Christ. We don't disembark. So when we are coming back and someone scream, who goes there? We tell them, Jesus. Who goes there?
Jesus!
Who goes there?
Jesus!
With a fly color. And the color where would they fly? And the blood of Jesus now in the inside. The anointing upon our lives. The anointing upon our lives, not a pamper egg. They break the yoke. God bless you all.